It's Texas Standard Time.
It was exactly a week ago today that Texas Standard brought together three representatives from three Texas cities, Austin, Dallas, and Lubbock, to talk about the challenges of addressing homelessness, but the story remains far from fully told. For one, a new headline in the Texas Tribune caught our attention: why homelessness is going down in Houston but up in Dallas. For more on that story, we're joined by the Tribune's urban affairs reporter based at our partner station KERA in Dallas, Juan Pablo Garnham. Juan Pablo, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. Very happy to be here.
You write that Houston decreased its homeless population by 54% since 2011. What does the nation's fourth largest city attribute to that huge decline to?
So this all started in around 2010. We have to remember that the situation in Houston was really bad at the time. It was that bad that the Department of Housing and Urban Development, the HUD, decided to make Houston one of the 10 priority communities to work on homelessness. And this wasn't just help. Some people described it to me almost like a warning in a way. So there was this reaction from the city, from the community that works with homelessness in general. And there was a complete restructuring of the system in Houston. Mayor Parker played a very, very important role. She put homelessness as a priority. And the housing authority became much more active. Before this, according to what people told me, the housing authority didn't play an important role in homelessness. Also, the Coalition for the Homelessness in Houston, which is the local umbrella organization for homelessness, started focusing better, reorganizing things, involving the community, and using a lot of data. For example, instead of everyone giving food, maybe they realized that they needed X amount of food pantries, but there was also a need for someone to coordinate the process to get people in housing. Data gave them that information, and it also gave them a better approach to each particular case. With this, what it's called the Homeless Management Information System, HMIS, this also helped them get more HUD funds, because the funds of HUD, a lot of them are awarded by performance.
So you mentioned the role that former Houston Mayor Anise Parker played. You mentioned kind of the coordination between these different services. But a lot of this had to do with a huge influx of money from HUD, right? I mean, is this something that other Texas cities who've been dealing with homelessness issues can replicate without all the money that Houston is getting to address this issue?
Money is definitely very important, but of course the importance is also in how you spend that money. And there's a big administrative side to this in terms of the institutions and how do they work. And Houston, certainly with the money that they got, they did a great job. A big chunk of the HUD money is tied to performance. So what you have is a virtuous cycle that Houston saw. And in the article, you can see the graph and the evolution of these funds. And they keep getting more and more money. And the biggest reason of this is their good performance.
I see. So we mentioned you're based in Dallas. That city, meanwhile, has been seeing an increase in its homeless population. Is there a specific reason that we can point to for that?
Yes, so the main issue right now in Dallas is that there's an evident need for affordability. You see it all over. There's a lot of construction of housing. But at the same time, most of this housing is for middle and upper class, and there's a lot of luxury construction. The Harvard Joint Center for Housing Studies just published the State of the Nation Housing Report, which they do every year. And the Dallas metro area is mentioned a couple of times in terms of the huge growth that is going on in the city. It has the highest volume in home sales in 2018, tied with Los Angeles in the first position at a national level. And home prices have grown 42% between 2006 and 2018. But at the same time, there are things that we don't see in the streets that are very important. Dallas also didn't have this dedicated homeless office on the city side. So at City Hall, there wasn't a homeless office until 2017. And there's been some kind of like leadership and coordination problems within the great organizations that the city has. And these, although if you don't have all the little parts working together and having the same data and using it better, that can also impact the numbers. So affordability, that's the main thing. But there is also this other component to the problem that it's institutional.
Juan Pablo Garnham is a Dallas-based urban affairs reporter for the Texas Tribune. Juan Pablo, thank you again.
You're welcome.